Good evening, church. Good evening, church. I knew there was some people in this room, some people who love God and love one another, love their kids. So glad that you are here and we are together tonight at Livingston. We have some guests with us tonight. So glad that you are here. I want you to know that this evening our time together will be a little different than the typical Wednesday night. We typically have Bible classes for all ages, and of course that's going to resume Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and next Wednesday night, Lord willing, at 7:30 p.m. So if you are here for the next Bible class, come back Sunday. You got another good reason to come back Sunday. What has been going on this past week is we've had a vacation Bible school Sunday through Wednesday at 9 a.m., which means we concluded that this morning, had our last one at 9 a.m. this morning. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a few minutes, a few moments to share with you what we've done, to show you some of it, show you some of the pictures and let you know what's been going on. We're even going to sing a few songs. That's why we've got the kids down front here to sing a few songs together. And of course, we're going to have prayer. And so we're going to ask one of our good brothers, Brother Ryan Lanning, to come forward in just a moment and to lead us in a word of prayer. Before we do that, I want to, again, welcome all of our guests and let you know if you need a connection card or like more information about the congregation, just stop by the guest center on your way out. But we're really glad that you're here. And actually, I think you're here on a great night as we share a little bit about some of the special things that we've been doing, teaching the Bible to our young people this week. So if you would, let's bow and have a word of prayer. And then we're going to sing together a little bit. Brother Ryan.
Let's talk to our Father. God, our Father, we are so thankful that we can pray to you. The gift of prayer is beyond our understanding. To think about you as the creator of everything, whether it be the oceans, the mountains, the animals, us as human beings, or the stars in the sky, when we think about that power of creation, it boggles our mind to think that you would want to listen to us, but yet you've asked us for exactly that. We're thankful that you are all-powerful and that you have not forgotten us here on this planet, but you have made it your crowning achievement in creation. And dear Lord, we are so thankful that we are not alone in this big universe, that you have created a plan for us, that you have seen us even when our own parents didn't even know who we were. Father, we know that the world and Satan would like to think that we are alone and that we are marooned on an island all by ourselves, but that is just not the case. And I know that as we look around, we see so much that people put their faith in that is sinking sand, that has no foundation. And that when the rains come, that everything around it falls flat. But there is one thing that we can put our faith in, our trust in, our hope in. And that is the rock of you and your Son and your Spirit. And we are so thankful to have that steady faith. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for your Spirit and for giving that to us, that you dwell in us, and that same power that rose Jesus is also in us. And we're so thankful for our brother and our King and our priest and our Savior Jesus and all that came together 2,000 years ago to make everything possible and to give us that hope of dwelling, of having a relationship with you. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for this week that we've had. We're so thankful for all the kids that have been able to learn from your word and to see visual examples and to see the examples, even living examples in their teachers and parents. And we're so thankful that you have given us all those examples around us, not only in the Bible, but even in our own lives today. We're so thankful for all the teachers and guides and those helping out with this Vacation Bible School and their efforts. We are so thankful for all of that. Father God, we are so thankful for this week, and we ask that it's been blessed, and that the lessons learned would echo throughout the rest of the lives in these young people. And we're so thankful for the youth that we do have here, and we ask that you bless them as they grow up and mature. Be with us tonight and the rest of this week, throughout our lives. Help us to be that rock and that light for others. We ask this through your Son's name, and amen.
Hope that you have a song in your heart tonight. The children certainly have all week. And let's sing about rejoicing in the Lord always. Rejoicing in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord. I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. I know one of my favorite songs from Acacia Bible Schools has always been Zacchaeus, because he was a wee little man. Have you seen the Zacchaeus song? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior came that way, he looked up in a tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down from there. For I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. Very good. When we walked into the lobby on Sunday morning, we knew things were going to be a little bit different this week, because it appeared that a tree had sprouted in the lobby. It was wonderful. Children were coming in and seeing that we were going to have registration tables and something special for them, letting them know that here was this opportunity to have a vacation Bible school. And why were we doing it? We were having an evangelistic effort, a work for evangelism. We were creating an opportunity for people to invite their friends and their neighbors and their families. And I just want to say thank you to everyone in the congregation. I appreciate your work in getting the word out about it. You know, we had done some things like having a Facebook campaign. We were on Hula Frog, and we were in a couple other places like that. We had those cards printed up for people to hand out. But what seemed to work the best was how the children were talking to their friends, either their schoolmates or neighbor kids, you know. And I met several people that came with a friend, or somebody's, you know, friends from the play date called and wanted information and wanted to get registered. And so you guys just did great with that. Going over the numbers a little bit, I can tell you that Sunday morning we had 87 children, and that's from 2-year-old to 5th grade. Now, we counted everybody, but what we were registering, what we were offering the classes for was 2 years old through 5th grade. Why was that? Well, we were giving the opportunity to the middle school kids and the high school kids to come work and help put this on. And several of them stepped up and did that. They worked in preparation. They were guides with the children. They really did a great job. So the 2-year-old through 5th grade, 87 on Sunday, 109 on Monday. Yes, 96 on Tuesday, 96 on Wednesday. And I'm going to tell you, 32 and 3-year-olds, 32 and 3-year-olds is a lot. 27 4 and 5s is not too bad. They were excited, though. They were excited. They brought people out today. Some of the different ones were excited because the children that they invited, the friends they invited, they came. And we had a couple of families who came that I know they had no religious affiliation whatsoever, but they came with a friend. There was one little girl, 10 years old, who told us she had never gone into a church building before. It was her first time. And so we were working together to be that first impression. People that love God, love one another, and are interested in sharing the word of God with people. We started on Sunday in the hopes that guests who came for that first class would stay and would worship with us. We did have some guests on Sunday, and so we're happy about that. Of course, Frederick Gray was doing the adult class every day. He did a great job, and we appreciate his work. So I appreciate all of you who worked hard that we'd have a good first impression. I want to thank the greeters, the registration people, the guides. You all really did a great job. Now on Monday, we got marooned, didn't we, boys and girls? We got marooned. And so what did that mean? Well, we had a little story going on with some of these decorations. You see them all kind of piling in here. And what's going to happen next? And they're so excited. And so the story was that a ship full of children interested in having a vacation Bible school has run aground in these terrible stormy waters. They have made it to a solid rock of refuge. They have made it to an island. And who should they find on this island but a castaway fellow named Archie. Poor Archie. He had a little a cell phone, but it ran out of battery. And so he had no idea how long he'd been on the island. It could have been years. Could have been weeks. Could have been a day. He had no idea. He had no idea how long he had been there. But he had lost all faith that he was going to be rescued. And so what the captain and the children needed to do was to build up his faith in God, that God would see him through. And we did this by telling a series of Bible stories and Bible lessons that the children then went in and learned more in depth about. And weren't we relieved to learn, children, by the end of the week, that actually the island wasn't deserted at all. There was a town on the other side, and so we were all saved. Wasn't that convenient? That was wonderful. That was wonderful. But we sure learned a whole lot about God in the process. And so we had our wonderful guides that were leading the children from this room into their classrooms. The children all did a wonderful job of singing songs and rehearsing the stories and then going to their Bible classes where they were learning about challenges, things that challenge our faith. One of the ideas that was presented is that faith can be a little bit like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger you get. When you have challenges and difficult circumstances, you need to hang on and trust in God. When you come through that, your faith is that much stronger. And so we looked at some people, God's people, who throughout time have had challenges to their faith, like Elijah. How many of you got to go to Elijah and learn the Elijah story? You should all raise your hands by now, right? Yeah, look at all that. Well, this was an opportunity where God's great prophet Elijah had to run for his life. After a great victory at Mount Carmel and defeating the prophets of Baal, there were two leaders who were chasing Elijah and threatened that they were going to kill Elijah. Do you remember who that was? Who was chasing Elijah? Who did he have to escape? Yes, sir. That's exactly right. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. That's who he had to escape. And so God provided for him some food and water that sustained him on his run and during his flight. He came to a cave. He goes in the cave. And what three things did God show Elijah? Three things God showed Elijah. I'll just take one. But the Lord was not in them. What was one thing he showed, but the Lord was not in them? Yes, ma'am. There was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. That's one. What else? Yes, sir. There was a terrible earthquake. That's right. But what else? Yes, ma'am. Olivia. A giant wind. That's right. That was even able to crush rocks. He was not in those things. So what did God do? What was God in? That's why we made those little, yes, sir. You said that so quietly. I almost can't hear the answer. That was a hint, Avery. That's right, a still, small voice. A still, small voice. And he encouraged Elijah. He was there with him. Elijah had to learn to see God and appreciate that even in times when he felt alone, God is always there. God's always with his people. Got to think about how we see and what we look at. And that kind of reminds us of a song we sang a time or two about our eyes and what we see with our eyes. Y'all remember this song? Oh, yeah, they're doing the still small voices. Oh, be careful, little eyes. You know that one? Hey, kids, we want to stand up and sing that one? All right. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Watch your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your hands, your feet. Watch your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your hands, your feet. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. Watch your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your hands, your feet. Very good. Very good. We have to learn how to see God and be careful what we're seeing with our eyes. Well, let's remember another lesson that we looked at and studied this week also. You want to sit down for just a second? All right. I'll probably have you stand up, but I don't want you to get tired. Mom and Dad don't want anyone to be tired. That's right. Josiah and his challenge to know. King Josiah and the challenge to know. This wonderful king, and I love some of these pictures. King Josiah and the challenge to know. They have the big banner and they have it on the scroll. And when you walked into the room, you got the sense of what was going on with Israel at the time when young Josiah came to power. What were God's people, what were they worshiping? Idols! That's right, they were worshiping idols. And that was not good. They should not have been worshiping idols. Several people got to be Josiah. So Josiah determined that wasn't the right thing to do, and he began tearing down the idols. But what did Josiah, King Josiah, want to do for the temple, for God's temple? Yes, sir. He wanted to clean it up, clean it out, sure. And what else did he want to do with it? Right along the same lines. Yes, ma'am. He wanted to help people clean up their rooms. Well, he wanted to help people clean up the rooms of God at the temple and build up the temple. But that's right. They had let it fall all into disrepair because they were not using it correctly. So when he's going about cleaning up these rooms, what did they discover? What did they find? Let's go over here. Yes, ma'am. Yes. They found the Word of God. And what did the Word of God look like? What did they find in there? It was written on. That's right, scrolls. She's killing it over here. She knows them all. Scrolls, that's exactly right. She went on scrolls. Now that was, what would an 8-year-old King Josiah look like? Have you ever wondered? There's your picture of it right there. That was really good. Okay, so how did King Josiah feel, though, when he heard the words of the law? So they had these scrolls, and they read them out loud to the king, and it was new, but how did he feel? What did he do? Let's go down here. Yes, Miss Claire. He did feel sad. Why did he feel sad? That's right. They had not been following God's rules very well at all. And so it was time. It was time to start again, which is kind of my next question. What did Josiah promise to do after he heard the law read? What did he promise to do? Do you remember, Miss Daphne?
Rub the idols down.
Tear the idols down. That's exactly right. And obey. Yes, Missy. That's right. They shouldn't worship idols. They should worship God. And that's what they committed. That's what they covenanted they were going to do. They made a promise. We're going to follow this law. We're going to obey this law. How do we get to know God better today? Where do we find the scripture today?
Bible.
You know what? Why don't we just say it all together? Bible. Very good. Now, what I loved about this class, and in all the classes, we're working on memory verses. And in excellent ways, but I thought this was very clever. So they found a scroll and they wrote their memory verse on the scroll, and it was Romans 10 verse 17. Now who wants to take a shot at that verse? Okay, I'm gonna roll over here because his hand went up like fast. Way to go, man. Way to go. Give me five. Yeah. All right. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how do we know God? We go to the scripture. We go to the Bible. We get in that word, and this is where faith is born. And so we began to sing some songs this week about how important scripture is to know God, like the Bible, like the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, the B-I-B-L-E. I'll take it home with me. I'll read and study and then obey the B-I-B-L-E. Bible. That spells Bible. That's exactly right. One of the great challenges to faith that we looked at is a challenge to trust God. And to trust God when it seems like the odds are so overwhelmingly against us. Oh, let's sing another song about the Bible. you guys want to sing the books of the New Testament? We find the things. Oh, I knew you did. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Acts and the letters to the Romans. 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, Jude and Revelation. Very good, very good. You see, you learn that song and you can always find things in the Bible. Follow along in class and sermons and things. It's so very good. Jehoshaphat was that king that we talked about who had a great challenge to trust even against overwhelming odds. What was the terrible news that King Jehoshaphat heard? Who got to go to King Jehoshaphat? Okay, everybody got to go in there. Very good, very good. And he had terrible news come his way. What was the terrible news? You guys ready? Yes, sir. Yes. There was one, and there was actually, yes? And two more after that. Yeah, there was like three different pagan armies. Peoples coming together, amassing the forces. They had a huge army that they're going to come and attack the king and attack God's people. And so what did the king do? Okay, all right. What did the king do, Nate? He did send the singers out. That's exactly right. He prayed to God and laid all the problems down before God. And God sent word that that the battle is God's. God said, you will not need to fight this army. And the king believed it so much that he sent his singers out ahead. He sent his singers out ahead, praising God. And by the time they got to the battlefield, the armies had been conquered. And not too many kings who would send the singers out ahead of the soldiers. But this king did because he trusted in God. Trust God and obey God. Trust God and obey God. There was wonderful, wonderful images. And I love the wall of the horde of soldiers that they were facing. And it was always hovering over them in their work. Some little ones there working on the walls as well. And the two-year-olds, oh, we had so many twos and three-year-olds. We were so blessed with that all week. And they really take great pictures, too, I got to say. You trust and obey. Trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly dries it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Good job singing that, and good job parents singing that too. I don't know who sings out more, but I do know what I said a couple of days ago. Do you guys know the song Trust and Obey? They all said, yes. And I have never heard children so excited about Trust and Obey. But man, we sang that song and sang it again tonight very well. We talked about God's prophet Jonah. In this Vacation Bible School, two kings, Josiah, Jehoshaphat, two prophets, right? And Jonah is our second prophet, Elijah and Jonah. Love the Jonah story. How many of you got to go to the Jonah room? Again, we did very well with that. We did very well with that. That ship looks like it's ready to sail on good seas, but Jonah didn't have such a safe trip, did he? No, no, no. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about this. Where was it Jonah ran? To Tarshish, that's right. He had been given a message to go to the city of Nineveh. He was supposed to go and preach there to those people, but Jonah wasn't excited to go. Wasn't excited to go and to preach. So, there was a terrible storm, right? A terrible storm. And what did Jonah tell the sailors to do?
Throw him in the water.
Yeah, throw him in the water. In a terrible storm. Can you imagine that?
And it will stop.
And it will stop. And he was right, it did. And then, what did God prepare for Jonah?
A big whale.
I don't know if it was a baby or not, but it was a big fish, right? It was a fish. It was big enough to swallow him up, I guess. So maybe as big as that. I mean, that's pretty scary right there. So he's in there and in the fish because he's running away from God. How many days was Jonah in the belly of the great fish?
Three.
3 days. There you go. Three. That's exactly right. Three. Very good. Very good. This was a great question one of the teachers asked. So Jonah was given a command he he really didn't want to obey. He found it very difficult to obey. What should we do? We learn this from Jonah. What should we do when God gives directions we find difficult to obey? Should we run the other direction and disobey God? Probably not. That didn't work out well for Jonah. What should we do? Yes, sir. Okay, there is that God is God, and so we need to bring our will to His and obey Him. But there's something Jonah did that kind of helps us see what we can do too. Miss Olivia? Pray about it. Yeah, Jonah wasn't just sitting in the belly of the fish all that time. He was praying to God. Praying to God, who is the only salvation. And when he was spit out on dry land, he did go and obey God. Can we ever truly escape God? Can we really run away from God where He'll never find us? No. Jonah tried that, and we cannot do that. So we sang a song about Jonah. The Jonah song. Remember the Jonah song? Let's do the Jonah song. Who did swallow Jojo Jonah? Who did swallow Jojo Jonah? Who did swallow? Who did swallow Jonah? Who did swallow Jonah? Who did swallow Jonah down? A fish did swallow Jojo Jonah. A fish did swallow Jojo Jonah. Fish did swallow Jojo Jonah. A fish did swallow Jonah down. Very good, very good. Tell you what, let's stand up and do this next song. When we obey God, when we follow His word, it's going to make us a little different. And that's all right. It's what makes us light. Hold up your light. Let's do this little Christian light of mine, all right? Yeah, you've got it. There you go. That's right. We're going to let it shine. Here we go. This little Christian light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little Christian light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little Christian light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Hold it up high all around the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Oh, very good, very good. We have been working on some gratitude and thanksgiving all week too, because we've ended every time by showing appreciation for the people who taught us and the people who brought us. But there's probably another group of people we need to say thank you to. You can sit down. That's all right. Yeah, I know. It's okay. And that is that there's this wonderful church family here at Livingston that loves you so much, that has provided in so many ways and given so many ways for this to happen this week, this special time. I want you to know that. But I also want you to say thank you. We're going to say thank you, Livingston family, okay? We're going to say thank you, Livingston family, on the count of three. One, two, three. Thank you, Livingston family. And thank you very much. Thank you very much, brethren. Micah, if you want to come down here, man, we're going to transition into a little short talk here, little invitation talk. And Micah's going to lead us in an invitation song in just a moment. Yeah, everybody got to see Micah a little bit this week too, didn't they? Did that that mute? Okay. I had a couple more. Well, that's all right. We'll get that out. So, in Romans chapter 13, Romans chapter 12, looked at the wrong page there. God talks about how his church is a body. We're all different members. We're all different parts of it, right? And for me, one of the wonderful things about learning and doing this Vacation Bible School is just to see so many unique people and different kinds of talents that got involved and participated and played their part in putting this effort together. It's really been wonderful. And I've seen some talents and abilities and skills in you brethren that maybe we don't always see normally week in and week out. I saw some people, excellent, using all kinds of gifts. And I think it's because we know that the Lord loves children. We love children in this place. And that's why we want to teach them the Bible. And their friends and their neighbors, the Bible. Because Jesus loves the little children. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow. Black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Very good. And because of that love, people give to teach. People volunteer. And I just saw incredible things. We know, and I think a lot of us would say, we have very gifted teachers here, and that's why the Bible classes week in and week out are really excellent. And it's always something we can invite people to and bring people to. Always. And so we thought, well, doing something like this, we're going to have a leg up. But I will tell you that I believe we have some people here with a gift of just being really, really good with children. And, you know, sit down with infants for an hour. And they can. Wow. Again, did I mention 30, 2 and 3 year olds? Did I mention that? Right? I guess I'm not quite over it. The 27, 4 and 5s, right? I mean, it's incredible. All the children, all the love, all the activity, but some people are really good with them. And there are people who are giving gifts of time and a volunteer spirit. I want to let you know that we had people in the church that showed up different mornings and they said, I didn't sign up for anything because I didn't know I'd have this time available. But here I am. Can you use me? And do you know we found a job for every single one? We did. And we did need use you and need you. The Lord provided. Did I mention we had 30, 2 and 3 year olds? Well, you did. It's true. Yeah. And so, you know, the gift of time and to be able to volunteer and to be used that way. I saw tremendous gifts of generosity and sharing. All sorts of materials were requested for decorations and for crafts and activities. And the list was kind of long. It even had stuff that you think, where will people find that? You know, like newspapers, right? And the newspapers came in, man, and the chicken wire for the paper mache. I mean, it was just incredible. You know, there was all kinds of stuff on that list. People were asking me about that list. But people had it, and they offered, and they shared. It was wonderful. Things were loaned. Things were built. We have people with all sorts of gifts for woodworking and for carpentry skills, making things special for the kids, gifted artists and decorators. Yeah, even some brute strength. I had to get this picture in here, Bill, of you being king of the hill. That was fantastic, getting the rooms ready and all such as this. But yeah, with the gifted artists and the decorators who could see how to create spaces that would stimulate the imaginations of the kids and make them wonder, well, what would it be like to be a little king sitting on an oversized throne? What would it be like to spend 3 days in the belly of a big fish? You know, what would it be like to be shipwrecked on an island and struggling to keep your faith strong, waiting for help to arrive? You have people gifted to be able to bring those things together. There was gifts of hospitality shown, like the people who hosted the Grays for lunch or showed other appreciations and kindness to them. People who organized a potluck that was this afternoon. There were gifts of kindness. People who are stepping up now to be writing notes shortly to various guests, thanking them for being out in the mornings. The people who were willing to say hello and to greet new faces. And we had plenty of new faces this week. All these different gifts, all these different talents and abilities coming together. And it just put me in mind of Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul takes up one of his favorite metaphors for the church, that the church is a body. In Romans 12 and verse 4 says, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, then let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness." No, we're not all identical. But we fit together to be something wonderful. In the image of Christ, as the body of Christ, as a local church of Christ. And I love you to think about, how will you use your gifts and your talents that God has given you the rest of this week? Maybe write a card to a brother or sister in need. Maybe lift up a prayer to someone who has requested it. Maybe extend that invitation to worship, to be out Sunday with us here at Livingston when we gather. Would you do it? I see how many have already exercised gifts this week, but, you know, the week's not over. The Lord lift up a new day, and we want to be a functioning body of Christ even tomorrow. And it could be that there's one here tonight who has not yet taken their place in the body of Christ. You've not become a member of the Lord's body, His church. Well, we wouldn't want you to leave here tonight without having an opportunity to do that. To confess your faith, that you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To obey His gospel and the instruction given of how we become Christians according to His word. To repent of sin in our life, to be baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins, baptized and added to His body, His church. If we can help you tonight to baptize you, and you become a member of the Lord's body, to pray with you about any spiritual need, to encourage you in any way, we'd like the opportunity to do it. We invite